Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville. Or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Winnesoga.
That would be a little weird. That's definitely got to be Native American.
Let me look. I didn't do all the research.
It's got to be a Choctaw.
You're correct, but doesn't say.
Oh.
So also known as Sogi, though. They got a nickname for it.
Well, you got to. Yeah. You got to throw in a nickname there.
Yeah, if you're from New York, from the Big Apple, if you're from Winnesoga, you're from Sogi.
Sounds good to me.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. And if you're not cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of the beef on the grill at the steakhouse that you want to go eat at. Whatever you're doing this week, I'm breaking my beef streak tonight. I think we're doing chicken. But I did 3 days in a row of beef. I feel like I did my part for our beef farmers here in the great state of Mississippi. Do yours as well. Whether it's a weeknight meal that you're just trying to get on the table or it's a long day of cooking out, make beef the star of the show. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com. That's the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. I know that you are looking for it. I tweeted the link, I think Sunday, a full selection of great Mississippi State gear with the interlocking MSU logo. That's what you want to put under the tree this holiday season. Or if you've got somebody whose birthday's coming up, I don't know, somebody like that. If you've got something, a bulldog in your life that you're looking to get gear for, College Corner is the place to do it. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area. Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flow by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to talk to the people at Priority One Bank. They'll have a relationship with you, not just your money. They know how to treat you like a neighbor, not like a number. Priority One Bank, 16 locations. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. It is Rumblings Day here on the podcast. I think what we'll do tomorrow, Robbie, is, and this is iffy because you never know, but we'll do a basketball preview the day after the first basketball game. So it'll be on our Thursday pod. But future Brian will make his first appearance of the basketball season. He'll recap what happens between Mississippi State and North Alabama. So we're taking a risk.
That's a big risk. It could have turned out how Auburn probably could have turned out against Bethune-Cookman.
Yeah.
We won't be confident in what we're saying about the game, but
we'll just preview what we're saying, but we could end up being completely wrong, which won't be the first time. So.
Yeah, we'll take a shot here.
Future Brian will just laugh at us, and he won't be the first time that's happened either. So that's going to be our Thursday show. Plus, we'll obviously have some Mississippi State Georgia talk. I wrapped up an interview earlier today with Buck Ballou, former Georgia winning national championship winning quarterback, but also the host of the Buck Ballou Show over there in the great state of Georgia. Great interview in terms of getting preview, but also a great interview because he gave me some John Bond stories. So you definitely want to check that out later this week. All right, let's get into the rumblings. The rumblings are brought to you by our friends over at Paul Davis Restoration. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, fire, mold, or storm damage 24/7. Their expert team provides fast, professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition. But they don't stop at restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call them at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life. If you're in Starkville, in the Golden Triangle, or in Tupelo, call Paul Davis Restoration. And, of course, they are the official, what would be the word here, restoration service? They are the official restoration service of Mississippi State University. All right, we're going to start with the we got the mascot challenge here to start us right off. Matt McCann.
Yeah, Matt reminded me when he tweeted this last night in the middle of the basketball game. I forgot to put the Rumlins tweet up. Somehow we still got dozens of tweets.
We still got plenty of questions. That's not a concern. All right, Georgia Southern.
Eagles.
That's right. Georgia State.
Panthers.
Right. I got to look these next ones up. West Georgia.
West Georgia. They're not the Eagles, too, are they?
They're not.
Okay. I don't know them.
They're the Wolves.
The Wolves. And I don't know who North Georgia is either.
They are the Nighthawks.
Ooh, that's actually a great
– that's a good nickname.
Mascot. Yeah.
Mercer.
They're the Bears, right?
That is correct.
Almost. These last two have gotten me. We've gone off the beaten path.
I've never seen North Georgia.
We had like North Arkansas or something like some of these I'm not going to get because they don't come across my periphery. But like state plays like Georgia Southern, Georgia State, Mercer and basketball and sometimes baseball. They're actually playing, I think, Georgia State in women's basketball Friday. So
okay. Yeah, Georgia State is a school we see. Georgia Southern we see all the time.
Yeah.
And that's just an old program too. So all right. Brick Thomas. If we were to win, nope.
Anytime, all right, so there's two or three people that tried to get us on this.
We're not playing.
And anytime you see that, we need to nix it.
Do we not? Or, do we work around the words in the question, or do we just say no?
I would say work around the words.
All right.
We'll do it this one time. Now, if you persist on doing this, you are suspended. Yeah. You're suspended from the show for 1 week.
Yeah, I get that.
We're putting you on the list. You just made the list. You're off. So, Brick, this is your warning.
All right.
We know what you're doing here. We're not going
to
do this.
Here's how I'm going to phrase this. You ready? If Mississippi State were to become bowl eligible,
there we go.
What would be the biggest position group you would go after in the offseason? It's the same one I would have gone after this season that they didn't really get, and they've been better at it. But a legit pass rusher.
Yeah, an edge.
An edge, and then as the best left tackle you can get.
I mean, if I were Mississippi State, if I was Jeff Lebby, if I was Mark Butler, and I think this is the time for Mississippi State to truly invest, push money, put all the chips in for Mark Butler, for Jeff Lebby to do everything you can to make this a playoff roster next year. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be people that laugh about that because Mississippi State has won one SEC game in 2 years. They could very easily turn this roster into a playoff roster next year. And you can laugh about that all you want to. The roster could easily be capable of doing that. So to do that, you need a legit left tackle. They need to go spend money and try to get one of the best left tackles they possibly can with the budget that they have. You need to go get a legit pass rusher, probably a legit like nose tackle, a guy that could get in the backfield and also eat up space in the middle, a safety or two, a cornerback maybe because you're losing Diego Broomfield. You do have hopefully Kelly Jones coming back.
Yeah.
You're going to have to get a really good outside receiver.
Yeah.
But
that's a place where I'm going to trust the process there.
Yeah. But I think that you can sell this offense more this year than you could last year.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Jeff Lebby was an easier job, I think, for Jeff Lebby to sell his offense in year one than it was last year in the offseason.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Especially and now it's the easiest to sell because you just pulled in two guys that had very little production at their schools and turned them into potential 2 1,000-yard receivers.
You need Aiden Williams to get like 20, 25 catches these last three games.
Yeah, he needs to start kind of coming in his own.
Then it's you've got a lot to sell there. Yeah.
But yeah, like left tackle for sure. Like they have to get that position figured out. And they really need a couple of legit pass rushers. But I would collect as much money as I possibly could, push all the chips in, because you have some players now that you can, if you can retain the roster, you can sell these guys to the transfer portal players. Kamario Taylor, Anthony Evans, Fluff Bothwell.
Yeah, you've
On the
got
defensive side, you have
more.
Kelly Jones, Zachary Tillman. I mean, you have pieces that if you could just add the right guys, this could easily be a team that is contending for a top 12 spot next year. I have no doubt.
Yeah, there isn't any doubt, especially when you look at the schedule for next year, and it's just a little bit easier. There's no Georgia. There's
The
no.
only doubt is the fact that Jeff Lebby has not consistently won.
Right.
That's the only doubt.
But you can make
But
a strong case, Robbie, that what he did from year one to year two, if he can do that year two to year three, they will be a playoff team.
and we're also going on the assumption here that, I mean, the question is about if they're bowl eligible. So if they're bowl eligible, that means that they would have beaten two top 25 teams. And, you know, if they get 7 games, it would be three.
Yeah.
So they would have
They have
beaten
a
probably
lot to
Missouri
sell.
and Ole Miss here in the back half of the schedule.
I mean, that just makes sense. Yeah. That's if they could get to seven, I mean, that's think about Kiffin's first year, right? When they were 5-5, I think they were 4-5, right? They had one game that they didn't play because of COVID. But on an SEC, yeah, it's an all SEC schedule. So they probably would have been an 8-4 team had they played just their normal schedule. So even though they weren't great, he still had a ton to sell, and it just kind of went from there. And State could be in that situation as well. All right, also from Brick, Florida Hoops just lost to Arizona. The science hit them. They get to fire Napier, but their basketball regresses. Does the science apply to all? I don't think a loss to Arizona is the science.
It's not the science.
Good
The
program.
science would be the
They lost to
Science would
Northern
be their
Arizona.
basketball team not being good, I think.
Yeah, a opening night loss to a good program is not the science. If they were like Mississippi State and playing North Alabama, or if like Auburn almost did,
Yeah.
that would have been the science. So.
It's also like 2 games on one day, and it's not like a coach getting fired, and it's like
Yeah.
the football team loses and the
Right.
basketball team wins.
Right. You can't. Otherwise, we're gonna extrapolate it over years.
Yeah,
We
we can't do that.
can't do that. All right. Brogan Fairchild, what school or schools do you think will most likely come out on the short end of the stick with their coaching search? Okay.
Penn State.
Penn State's a because how are they have to if they can they improve from Franklin? Who are they going to
Who
get that's just a noticeable improvement from James Franklin?
is who's in the conversation right now? I don't even know who's their target.
Yeah.
I mean, when this first happened, the first two guys that really popped up was Kurt Cignetti and Matt Rhule.
They're both
Both of
extended.
those have signed extensions and have said they're not going anywhere.
Right.
So I don't know what, I mean, again, the day this happened, you and I both said this is a mistake. They shouldn't have done this. I don't know what they're going to do. I think James Franklin could end up at Virginia Tech, and Virginia Tech's got a chance to be really good. But I don't know. This feels like one of the teams is that's going to end up on the short end unless they just fall forward.
When you look at it like from this perspective, right? Look at Franklin's record. Who are the coaches that are coaching right now that are an improvement from that record? Okay. Ryan Day? No. Sarkisian? He's not coming. DeBoer's not coming. Kiffin's not coming. Elko.
Do they end up hiring Brian Kelly?
Oh. You know, something that might be a good
Might be
spot.
a good fit.
But I mean, we talked about Kelly all the time with fit at LSU. Didn't happen. He would have it at Penn State. That might be the way to go. It really might be. That's
Or
interesting.
does Dan Mullen fall into it?
I feel like Mullen is the floor, though, right? Like they can't do worse than Mullen. If they offer Mullen the job, he'd take it.
Yeah.
So, also, something that's not used often are drum intros. What are your favorite drum intros of all time? I know one of yours. It's Money for Nothing,
Yeah,
which is a great guitar intro too.
yeah, it is. Down with the Sickness by
Ooh,
Disturbed
good
is
choice.
classic. We Will Rock You is one of the all-time great
I was going to
drum
mention that,
intros.
yeah.
Give Me All Your Lovin', ZZ
Ooh,
Top.
okay, yeah, that's a good choice. Yeah, those are good. That's a good group right there.
Hot for Teacher, Van Halen.
Very good, very good. Anthony Lee with a question, really for you, Robbie. How do I get people to hate me the way you do? Is it the face, the trash talk, the constant doom and gloom? You have constant doom and gloom? The
Not
hate.
constantly, but yeah.
I need to know. I find it hysterical.
People are very triggered by things that I say, even when they're true. When it, like, there are things that I say that people can't disagree with, but they just hate that I
They
said it
hate it.
so
Yeah.
badly that they just, like, an Ole Miss fan yesterday tweeted at me to do something. He was waiting for me to do something to him. It was very strange. I told him, "You are the weirdest fan base on the planet." And it was just
Time yet again to
because,
switch to check your mentions, Robbie. I'll do that while we're talking here.
yeah, I don't understand it. A lot of people don't like the truth. Some people get really upset about just simply tweeting facts and tweeting stats that it makes them very angry. I don't know if it's my lazy eye. If they don't like my lazy eye, it makes them angry as well. My face, my facial hair. I don't know. It just makes people angry. If I tweet about something that I'm eating, they disagree with that.
They do. That does happen. I've seen it.
I'm telling you, like, if I didn't have to use Twitter for my job, and then sometimes,
Oh, yeah.
I use it just for fun. If I didn't have to, I'd probably just delete the app.
Yeah.
I know I tweet a lot just to get my thoughts out, but if I didn't have this job, I probably would just delete the app. I just sometimes it's just
It is. It
not
can be
worth it.
overwhelming. Yeah, I agree. Brian McDuff, is Robbie excited that Kim Kardashian has joined his cause to prove the moon landing was fake?
I'm
Yes.
completely rethinking my ideas. Now that Kim Kardashian has joined
That's not
the
the best
fray.
that's not the best expert opinion to have, no.
No, and I still am not 100% sure on this.
Okay.
I just created doubt.
Yeah.
I just said, what if it's not true? What if it was all a ruse this entire time?
Yeah.
We had to, what's the evidence? A grainy camera on where this
Well,
guy's
what's
walking around.
funny is like that's a really clear, there are really clear pictures. I
Yes.
believe we landed on the moon. Let me preface everything.
But you have to
But
at
those are
least say,
really
like,
clear pictures. And you think about like what security camera footage looks like today.
yeah. How
But
did
yet
they
somehow
take
on the moon, we got a perfect picture of this astronaut.
how did they get 4K in the
Yeah.
1960s?
8K.
Like, this guy's just walking around on the moon, like, hey everybody, and then, like, we have black and white
Yeah.
TV. Like, what's happening?
Exactly. Willie Dizzle asks, would you rather start every day having to catch your car keys on a pass from Tyson Lee or have Xavier Stapleton shh you to sleep every night? What a weird question. I'll go with Tyson Lee. Can you bring the cinnamon rolls? Do I walk in? I walk into the kitchen. There's cinnamon rolls, and he throws
The
keys.
lovely rolls.
I'm in for that.
Do they still do that? I hadn't heard from Tyson in forever.
I don't know. I don't know. I see them at the grocery store, so I guess they still do them. You know what?
Still?
What if we had a device?
You still see him at the grocery store?
I see the I have seen them recently.
Huh. Man, I had some of my mom's cinnamon rolls last week.
Oh, they are elite. They haven't put
He
any
just
more
decided the
records
other
since
day.
2020, so maybe not.
He was like a principal or something somewhere, wasn't he? Like in Memphis or something.
Yeah. All right, this is an Instagram pic. God, come on. All right, I'll just have to come back to that. I don't know. I don't know if they're still doing it or not. Ryan Reynolds, the actor.
Deadpool?
Yeah. I had the unique opportunity to tour Ron Polk's house slash museum this past weekend. Throughout the tour, he mentioned and showed us proof of a few unbelievable things he does. Which of these would be the hardest for you to accomplish? Living in a house for 15 years and never using the oven, writing over 2,500 Christmas cards to his players every year, former players, or reading about 7,000 books in your life. It's got to be the oven thing. I cook every day.
I was just talking to Mike Nemeth about this other day. I was like, you realize this man has never used his oven.
Okay.
And like he could not fathom that. So like what does he eat? Like where does he go out to eat every day?
I guess, or makes a sandwich. I don't know. Okay. Content idea. Ron Polk, like on Worst Cooks in America kind of thing.
Like could he boil water?
Can you make spaghetti? Well, I'm not
Yeah.
asking you to do anything homemade. I just want you to boil the noodles, brown the meat, and pour a jar of sauce in it.
Oof. That might be asking too much.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying this is a content idea.
The books is a, that's a lot of
A lot of
books,
books.
but
But I mean,
in your lifetime,
he's
I
80,
think.
so he's reading less than 10 a year.
Yeah, you could do that. The
That's not right at all, is it? No. Well,
Christmas cards is wild.
yeah.
And birthdays, he like sends a birthday card, I think, to every player he's ever coached.
Let me see here. Let me do a quick calculation here. I think I may have really botched the math there. If you've read 7,000 books and you're 80 years old, no, I'm sorry, you're reading 87 books a year. That is a lot.
That is a lot.
Especially when you consider you
There's.
don't know how to read for the first 3, 4 years of your life.
Do you think that's true?
I could see it. I could absolutely see it.
87 a year?
Well, no, it's more than that because you're talking about when did he start doing this?
When you start reading?
Yeah, like at five.
More
So
like
at five,
five,
how many
yeah.
books? Are we counting those books where you read
How
like?
does he know how does he know he's read 7,000
I
books?
don't know. I believe him.
Yeah, I mean he's an interesting guy. I mean, there's definitely no one like Ron Polk. I know no one that's come close to the kind of character Ron Polk is.
He and
I've got to go to this thing. Like we've got to set up a trip to this house
I'm in.
because he's told me before he will not do these tours unless it's like a certain amount of people.
Okay.
So you can't just show up to his house. Hey, can I see your house? Like you got to
We got to
schedule
set
it.
him up, and we're bringing like 10 guys. And
Yeah.
okay. I don't mind the idea. We could do it. Imagine if we could set up a live. Could we do a Rumblings with Ron Polk?
Oh, that would be incredible.
What the hell is this 6-7 thing? If he would do, he would just lose it.
Did you see the video the other day of the guy? I think it's the uncle or whatever on Duck Dynasty. They were having their podcast and they were like, "Have you seen this this 6-7 thing?"
Yeah.
And he was like, "What?" And they started trying to explain it to him. Is like, "What the heck does that mean? That doesn't make any sense." And they were like, "Exactly, it makes no sense whatsoever. It's just a thing."
The thing.
I still have not had anybody explain to me what it
It's
means.
unexplainable.
And then my 7-year-old the other day started doing it. I was like, "Uh-uh. I will take your candy. Your Halloween candy will be mine."
Well, we decided on Sports Talk Mississippi. We're just going to have to embrace it and make it uncool.
Well,
If
yeah,
we do
that's.
it, they won't want to do it.
Well, I saw several adults wearing a 6 and a 7 like
Right.
Halloween
You're
costume.
making it work.
The 35 to 55 demographic, you start doing that, it'll go away in an
You'll go away
instant.
quickly. Yeah, there's no
Yes.
question. All right, where are we here? Christopher Turner, during portal season, can we get away from looking at where a kid is coming from or his number before saying we aren't getting any difference makers? A lot of the players from this portal class are making a difference. That's a double-edged sword, though. They're making a difference because they're getting that opportunity, but it's fair to say that Malik Sylla wasn't a difference maker when State signed him, but he's making a difference because he's getting the opportunity. It's you would still rather sign. I mean, I like what Malik Sylla is doing. I think he's a good player. But if I could have gotten, not a good example because it's not the same, but if I could have gotten Princely Emmanuelen 2 years ago, I'll take him because that's the guy who had already done it at that level.
Well, I
So
think what you do is you want to go get the guys that have been very productive on this level, and then you fill it in with guys that have potential.
Potential. Yeah.
And you trust your co coaches to put him in position. Malik Sylla is good at what he does. He was brought in to be kind of a specialist, like third down pass rusher guy. He's not an every down guy. They don't have him in there every single down. But he's making a difference doing what he does. Nevaeh Sanders, they brought him in to be a guy that they just tell to go get the quarterback. And he did that the other day. He's not putting up monster numbers, but you need people, you need the Will Whitsons too. You need a guy that's going to be able to get you 7 or 8 tackles and a sack or two in a game. And that's what they're missing right now. But they do have some good pieces from guys that really had really not done much at their previous stops. I think you just got to build a team and get players that are both productive from where they came from and that have that high potential that you can kind of put in position to make those plays.
You've got a good mix. You got to have a good mix. This year with State, they didn't have a good mix. They had a bunch of high potential guys. A lot of them have panned out, so that means you're good at evaluating. That's a good thing. But man, you would like to be able to sell the fact that you got a couple of big. I mean, Bothwell is probably the biggest production guy that you signed, and maybe Blake Steen. I always think about Steen the other day. I was like, if he doesn't get hurt, I think this offensive line's a lot better. He would have continued to improve. He had a bad first half against Southern Mississippi.
I think everybody jumped the gun on
By week
him.
8, he would have been a good player. Yeah.
But he, to me, he's a better player than Jimothy Lewis and Javen James right now. He like what he did at Virginia is better than anything they've done in their careers to this point. They're having to learn on the fly. He would have gotten it together.
Right.
He was too good at Virginia to not be any good.
I have a rumblings question. I'm going to jump in here. I'm going to skip the line. Rob, have you seen this Marshall Academy thing?
I was reading up on that a little bit. I'm glad you brought that up
Okay.
because I was just thinking today about this. The playoff situation in the MAIS
I got to
is
fix this.
shameful.
Yeah.
It's shameful. My school, Winston Academy, and I love those guys, and they've played their guts out this year. They played a very difficult schedule. They're 2-8. They're hosting the playoffs, I think, throughout. And on Friday night, they are playing a Greenville Christian team that's 0-10. Greenville Christian made the playoffs at 0-10 because they've done this thing where because all these schools were complaining about having to go up against MRA and Hartfield and Prep and JA, and they were going to have to play those teams, and they had no chance of winning a state championship.
Right.
They created two divisions, like you, whatever you do in the regular season forces you into one
Right.
of the playoffs. And so there's a like A team playoff and there's basically a B team playoff. That's essentially what this is. It's like travel baseball. And I know it's good for a lot of teams. Heck, if Winston Academy wins the state championship, they should get the biggest ring possible and just put state champs on it. Don't put Division II or whatever that is. Just put state champs 2025. And I will try to be at that game. I'll have my face painted. I'll be wearing Winston Academy garb. I will run up and down the sidelines if they win.
All right.
But this is crazy. Marshall apparently tried to lose, or did, I guess did lose
Yes.
to secure a better playoff positioning. And the MAIS basically made them forfeit from what
So
I read.
this is what happened. They were playing there. It's Marshall was playing Washington Academy. They were playing for the district
Washington
championship.
School.
Washington School, I'm sorry. They were playing for the district championship and the number 4 and the 5 seeds in Class 3A. Number 4 goes into the Division 1 bracket. Number 5 goes into the Division 2 bracket. Each bracket gets its own state champion, as you mentioned, right? So Marshall wanted to lose. They didn't dress their starters. They only had a few substitutes available, and they were losing 53-6 in the fourth quarter. And they basically took a forfeit. They like after the last kickoff, they decided they weren't going to kick off it. And so, after about 4 delay of game penalties, the ref said, "The hell with this," and called the game. And so, as a result, Marshall is not going to be allowed to host the playoff game. They allowed the team to remain in the playoffs. The school was fined $7,500.
Ooh.
The head coach is banned indefinitely from coaching any MAIS sport. He was also fined $1,000 and prohibited from all contact with the team during the playoffs. Not worth it.
What?
Not worth
He's
it.
he can't coach the playoffs?
No, he can't coach anything.
Dude.
He's indefinitely suspended.
They absolutely slammed them. My gosh.
I mean, I'll tell you what, if you want to make sure that doesn't happen again, you did it.
That's
That
the
will
thing,
not happen again.
that's a systematic issue that they can't blame Marshall
I
for
mean, I
that.
agree.
They set that precedent. that this is you go in this bracket if you're really good, and then the teams that aren't very good, you go here. And Marshall Academy's trying to win a state championship. And so it's like, a few weeks ago, I reported Choctaw County and Houston canceled
Into
their
that game.
game. And people were outraged. But somebody told me this is the worst thing they've ever seen in high school football, which is just incredible. But that's nothing compared to this. Like, that is nothing compared to
No,
these
I
people
agree.
threw a game
But yeah, they threw it. Yeah.
because they didn't want to be positioned in a certain spot in the playoffs. That's a systematic problem. That's a problem with the MAIS,
Yeah.
which I imagine this is going to be a one and done thing.
Yeah,
If
I agree with that.
I know that I know that there I believe that there is going to be another like two division thing, but like I think they've restructured divisions and things, so maybe that'll help. But there were people last year, they were I know this for a fact, there were administrators within the MAIS that were threatening to leave the MAIS and join the MHSAA. We actually had a team do that. So there's teams that are already like, we're not doing this because you have a lot of the schools around the state are doing it, but the big teams in the state, in the Jackson area, are going to public schools
Yes.
and without any hesitation, without
They're plucking them.
unabashed, are taking those players, recruiting those players, paying those players to come to their schools.
They got transfer portal.
Clinton High School had three or four starters taken from Jackson Academy this year
Yeah.
to go to Jackson Academy. How are you supposed to compete with that? How is Starkville Academy supposed to beat Hartfield with a five-star safety
Yeah.
on their team?
Exactly.
What are you supposed to do? So
So
these teams are fed up.
I've said that for years about St. Al. I've always, because do you know my theory on tuition?
No.
Okay, this is one of my weird ones, right? But like, tuition is only a thing if you want it to be. All right? Because you're going to have the classes regardless of how many students are in there. Okay? So if there's 29 students in a class or if there's 30 students in the class, it doesn't really make a huge difference to the teacher. So I've said for years that St. Al should create a scholarship that they go and they find Vicksburg and Warren Central's best five players and say, you're going to come to St. Al, you're going to be on scholarship. There is no
Yeah.
scholarship. There is no money. We just let them come to school for free, but we get Vicksburg and Warren Central's best five players. I've thought that for years, and I don't know why they don't do it, because you don't actually have to pay the tuition if you don't want to. You could just let them go to school because the class is going to happen regardless.
Yeah,
So that's just a
exactly.
lot. Also, another thing, MHSAA, Riverside, who didn't score a point this year,
Unbelievable.
but they would have been in the playoffs if they had beaten Salem last week. If they
Meta
had won that game
point.
3-0 and had been outscored on the season 312-3, which is what it would have been, they would have been in the playoffs.
That was like I said, Winston's playing an 0-10 team.
Makes no sense. It just makes no sense. All right, back to the actual rumblings here. And our friend Wade Jones. Who or what decides which company sponsors an athletic department like Adidas? Does an athletic department ever change? Would state ever make a change? Would you like to see state change? That's three questions. That's like four questions. Who decides? The athletic director?
So are we talking about like the brand,
Yeah.
the apparel?
Yeah. So you know
Okay.
that you can change because in our lifetime, state in my the ones that I can remember, when Jackie started at State, they were Champion. Then they
Yeah.
went to Nike. Then they went to Russell. Now they're with Adidas. So that you can change. I think it's an athletic director's prerogative more than anything.
I think it is. Now, sponsorships, I think, fall to Learfield,
Right.
but the apparel companies, I think, is done through the athletic department, I think. And I don't think State is making a change
I don't
anytime
think they
soon.
are. Which, and I'll be honest, Adidas makes quality products. All right. Their shoes are great.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, with college football, they just don't have the right people in charge of their designs.
Yeah, the designs aren't great.
Yeah. And so
I'm not a huge, like, I'm against Adidas guy. I'm
no,
just,
I wouldn't
I
be your
think,
shoes
like, I
on the
make
floor.
fun of some of their stuff sometimes because there's a lot of times they come in and they just got to put their stamp on something
Right.
And it's just like, why did you do this? Why is there a stripe right here? Why
Yes.
is there this giant logo on the chip?
Right
Like, it just doesn't
across.
make
Yeah.
sense.
So dumb. But that said, the quality of the product is fine. They just need people, better design people. And that needs to be more with Mississippi State, too, or Mississippi State needs to be like, no. Just a simple maroon polo with the logo would be fine. So, Rob Montgomery, we'll do Rob's questions, then we'll go to the break here. I had the pleasure of breaking down a long timeline of events in Hugh Freeze's life as to why I was laughing that he got fired the other day to someone who doesn't really care about sports. If you had to explain why people are laughing at his demise in exactly five events to a non-sports fan, which do you choose?
Gosh, you had to pick five events. That tells you a little
All right.
something.
I'm gonna go him talking about Richie Brown and like I fear for your soul if you go to Mississippi State. That's on the list. I
Well, the
the
massage parlor is probably on the
well I'm
list.
I let me I was trying to keep it chronological here. I'm gonna go with the 2013 class. If you have any proof, send it to compliance. And they shut down their servers because of that.
Yes.
Because everybody had proof.
And then had several level one violations.
Yes. We'll definitely go after all the everything he did, his final game at Ole Miss, he loses 55-20 to Dan Mullen. I wish I had known when I was in the stadium that day that was the last time I was ever going to see Hugh Freeze at Ole Miss. I would have made a bigger scene than I did. Then yes, it's going to be he got caught calling massage parlors because he was too arrogant to A, use a burner phone, and then B, scrub his own records, which he had the opportunity to do. And then
Nothing could have prepared me for that information coming out. Nothing.
that when it
Nothing.
came out, I was just like, this is something that even a Hollywood scriptwriter would be like too unrealistic.
I mean, if that was in Righteous Gemstones,
Yeah.
even then I'd be
And
like, wow.
five, John Cohen hiring him.
Oh gosh, yes.
That's my five.
And then firing him.
And then firing him. I am the committee, though.
I love John Cohen. He said that same thing, I feel like, when he was making that hire.
Yes.
And you and I both know if
But
it
that's
was up
not
to
true.
John Cohen, he wouldn't have hired Hugh Freeze.
Correct.
So I don't believe that in the least, and I don't believe that he's the committee. You're not going to use any ideas from Yellowwood or
No.
the Big Bushers that they got to sit back. You're going to be the guy that makes the decisions. I doubt that.
My all-time favorite moment in any podcast ever was when Brian and Brandon just laughed into the mics for what felt like 30 straight minutes when he was fired at Ole Miss. I remember that, but my favorite Brian and Brandon laughing moment is when Cam Akers committed to Florida State.
That
I
was
called
great.
Brandon and he started laughing immediately, and I wish we would have recorded it because it was 10 minutes of nonstop my stomach hurt laughter when it was over with. And then we found out what, no, if you're listening, Ben, I'm sorry. But we found out what Ben Garrett did at that event, and I laughed again.
Well, the funniest thing about it is like the only people that were confident about Ole Miss
Ole
and
Miss
Cam
people.
Akers were Ole Miss people. Everyone said he's going to Florida State. And they're like, no, you don't know what you're talking about. And then it happened. And then it was a giant freak out. They couldn't
So
believe it.
in that time, I did an interview. That was back when Will Salmon covered high school. And so he was between Ole Miss, Florida State, Georgia, Alabama, and Ohio
Ohio
State.
State. Yeah.
And vSporto had channels for all of those. So I did an interview with Will to put on all five channels. And at the end, he said, I think he goes to Florida State. Now, Will had was pretty good sourcing on that, right? Now, I had a friend from Vicksburg who lived in Tallahassee and was friends with some of the Florida State people who all told me, he told me, he's like, they're all saying he's coming to Florida State. Also, Cam Akers' dad is originally from Vicksburg, and he was friends with the dad. And the dad was saying he's going to Florida State. And I told Ben Garrett all of this. It's like, I'm just saying, Ben, I understand you have to appease your fans. I get it. But man, it would make a lot of sense for you to leave yourself a little wiggle room. Just say, look, we think he's going to Ole Miss. It's recruiting. Anything could happen. But he didn't do it. And here we are.
Yep.
So I laughed
It's
really hard at that. Last question. Did the good Reverend either DM either of y'all? My DMs are shut. So he does. No. Robbie, you ever get one from you?
I never got one.
Yeah. All
Kind of
right.
surprised
And I
because
am too.
I quote tweeted him several times. I tweeted his name several times and I never got it.
Yeah,
So.
there you go. Let's move into the final part of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District, the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for, or the Older Brother, two great restaurants right next door to each other in the Cotton District. The Cotton District is going to be bumping this weekend. You definitely want to be there, and you definitely want to go eat at one of those two restaurants. On a college football Saturday, Two Brothers is probably the best place in town to be because you get the great food, plenty of TVs, all the games are on. You just can't beat it. Enjoy a great weekend in the Cotton District at Two Brothers Smoke Meats and the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for 50 years.
It, brother.
When you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems the call. If you need a new copier, new printer, anything like that. And then if you do need service, guys, it's the same people, the same number. You know them. You've already dealt with them. You can't go wrong. Service after the sale is what keeps businesses open. And so for 50 years, they've been doing it at Advantage Business Systems. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon and Co. is the place to go. Are you looking for new Mississippi State gear? You can get it at Maroon and Co. They've got everything you're looking for, maroon and white. Everything you're looking for, interlocking and state script. Everything a Bulldog needs is at Maroon and Co. Nobody in Starkville with a bigger or better selection than our friends over at Maroon Co. Use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Before you go to your next game at Davis-Wade Stadium, make sure you go to Maroon and Co. We got a tweet earlier today from our good friend Melissa Caldwell, who wants everybody to know that not only do they have lawn and garden and grills, but Scruggs Lawn and Farm Lawn and Garden. When your dryer goes out and you want to upgrade to the Speed Queen, they have them in stock. She purchased it because she heard about them on Thunder and Lightning. This is the point. Until you go to Scruggs, you don't really understand what I'm trying to tell you when I say they have everything you are looking for.
It's like
Whatever
a souped-up Buc-ee's
it
right there
really
in
is.
Saltillo.
Yeah. If Buc-ee's had less food and more stuff, that would be a great example. But at the same time, they have food. They have all the, like, if you just want to stop in and get
Buc-ee's
a
with lawnmowers.
Coke and a bag of beef jerky, you can do that. But you can also buy a washer and dryer. You can also buy power tools. You can also buy a grill, and you can also buy John Deere. John Deere equipment. 0% financing up to 60 months. Just go holler at them in the credit department and see what they can work out for you. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden, they really do have what you want for less. If you're a landowner in this state, you should know the names Good Hope Land and Timber. What are you trying to do with your land? How many acres do you have? Because it doesn't really matter. But if you've got 100 acres or 1,000 acres, Good Hope Land and Timber is here. They specialize in helping landowners like you make smart, sustainable decisions. They are a full-service land and timber company. Plantation thinning, timber management, development harvesting, or just managing your forest for the long term. Good Hope Land and Timber is here to maximize your return and protect your land. Good Hope Land and Timber, locally trusted, landowner approved. If you're a landowner in Mississippi, call Good Hope Land and Timber. All right, let's jump back in here. Sean Brown with a question more for me. Rank the Supertalk Bump music catalogs, Rhino, Will East, Michael Borky. Will East is my favorite bump music guy. He stays in the 80s, 90s rock lane.
Agree.
He's the guy. I only get Rhino for Thunder and Lightning Live, and he stays in that lane pretty much as well. Plus, we have our special Egg Bowl playlist, which will come up in a few weeks, which is like there's some Ugly Kid Joe on that, a little I Hate Everything About You, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
We put that together. Borky, I love Borky, but I don't like Widespread Panic. I'm not a huge
Dave Matthews.
Dave Matthews guy. I'm not a huge what is the name of that he plays him a lot? That Cross Canadian, what is
Cross
it?
Canadian Ragweed.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan. So, you know, Borky is very, you know, he's locked in. I can't get a lot of new music in with Borky. The other two guys I can be like, hey, can you play this? And they'll throw it in. Borky is very, well, we got this already done.
I'll put Rush in the rotation.
You know, occasionally you get a Led Zeppelin day out of him. I've been asking for Walt Van Halen day for years, and he won't ever do it. Rob Chittum, I woke up Sunday morning and the sun seemed to shine brighter than the day before. Is this due to the time change or simply from the joy of a football victory? I mean, the time change didn't hurt, but the joy is probably the answer.
It was very gloomy last week.
It was.
And then all of a sudden state wins and the skies just
I mean,
part and you have sunshine again.
I'm not trying to say there's a connection. Do you prefer Lifesaver gummies or hard candy? And what's your favorite flavor? I mean, if you say Lifesaver hard candy over the gummies, you must be 70 years old.
Oh, I love the hard candy.
Ah, the
Because
gummies.
on those you can they last longer
They
and
do
you can
last.
keep them in your mouth, and that's definitely on Paul's side of
Oh,
things.
for sure, for
He's
sure.
a Werther's original Lifesaver peppermint kind of guy, but I'm becoming that person too. So
Yeah. Where are we here? TJ Carter, if Coach O doesn't get a head coaching job this cycle, would it be worth letting go of David Turner if you could get him on staff? What I would say is you don't have to let go of David Turner. You could see if he wants to be an analyst and just say, hey, would you like to just coach and not have to recruit anymore? He might take a step on that.
like and Coach O is the recruiter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
would
but
sign up for that.
hell, Coach O's a good defensive line coach. He would be fine there. So
I just wonder if he will do that, or if
that's
he's
the question.
just dead set on I'm going to be
He
either
said in
defense
an interview
coordinator or a
he would
coach.
be willing to be a defensive line coach for the right offer. I don't know if Mississippi State's the right offer though. So,
Make him an offer he can't refuse.
yeah. How pivotal is a bowl game for State, not only for perception, but for Kamario Taylor's development with the extra practices? I think it's more pivotal for the perception than anything to do with Kamario Taylor, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, I do think those practices will help, but to me the biggest thing is you keep those players on campus longer, and you don't have to worry about them going home and having people start to get in their ear about getting the transfer portal. I know
That's a
that's
good
going to
point.
happen
That's a good
anyway,
point.
but it gets a lot worse whenever they go home to their hometowns. So the best thing I think is just about keeping them on campus longer than usual.
Yeah. Ben Wadsworth asks us, who is going to make the worst hire between the big three SEC openings? So apparently Arkansas is just not one of the big three SEC openings, because I assume he's talking about Florida, LSU, and Auburn.
Yeah, I think it's going to probably be LSU.
Makes the worst hire?
Yeah, I don't trust what they're doing right now. It's too much of a I Auburn probably is a better bet, but something tells me this LSU deal is just going
You
to
think the
end
officers are
badly.
really going to get involved?
I mean, it feels that way.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, they had one of the guys from the board was up there, wasn't he on the stage the other day? Maybe
Yeah,
I'm
yeah, yeah.
so I don't know. I don't know what they're gonna do. And at this point, there's a lot of people that just don't want that job because of the craziness around it. And you just fired a coach that was still winning ball games. It wasn't their standard. But I don't know. Auburn does interest me too, what ends up happening there. It feels like they might end up promoting. Like, it would not shock me if John Cohen promotes DJ Durkin.
That if what's Auburn's schedule? Hold on a second.
That seems like a Cohen
It does.
hire.
They'll beat Mercer, obviously. If they win one other game, they'll keep Durkin. If they win at Vanderbilt, or if they can somehow win the Iron Bowl.
That wouldn't shock me.
Yeah. All right. Where are we here? Micah Schneider asked us, clarifying my question from last week, what was the first domino of a coach that being fired that got schools comfortable paying big buyouts? Weiss, Chizik? That's a good question. I mean, honestly, it might just be Jimbo. I mean, if you're willing to pay $90 million, then what's $50 million? What's $40 million when you're willing to pay, somebody's willing to pay 90?
That's insane that buyout was put in place.
Yeah.
And I remember when that contract was made, we were all like, "What?
Yeah.
What has he done to deserve this?" And it was a Ross Bjork special, and he hightailed it out of there, man. He got out of there scot-free and is still not getting blamed for this. Woodward's being blamed for it. But that was an utterly insane contract.
Yes.
They just got bent over a barrel. And I don't understand why that contract was made, but yeah, that was stupid. And large buyouts continue to be very stupid, but schools continue to be put in those positions. The agents, specifically one, is absolutely dominating athletic departments,
Yeah.
and that nobody can stop it.
And I don't know how, I don't like, it would take something like Texas coming open and them just saying straight up, like, we're not doing a buyout. You want to be the head coach of Texas?
Well, that's what LSU's trying to do.
They're trying to, but I don't know that LSU is a big enough job even. As big as it is, I don't know if it's big enough.
Well,
Because
the problem with that
you need
is,
a cycle where there's only one big job.
yeah, and that's what I was going to say. The problem with that is LSU is competing with Penn State,
Florida.
Florida, Auburn.
Yeah.
You know, who knows about Florida State? I think he'll probably survive, but I don't know. They're competing with all these teams for coaches, and you can't do you have no leg to stand on.
Yeah. You need a year where it's like Texas is open and the next best job available is like Arkansas State.
Yeah.
That's
And so like you can kind of afford to do that.
yeah. So, also, has Diego Pavia become too preoccupied with trying to get his mom hooked up with Theo Vaughn? I mean, they just lost one game. It'll be all right.
Yeah, but still, like, what's going on there?
Is he being really what's the word I'm looking
Well,
for?
I think he was like, yeah, you can date my mom if I get to date your girlfriend or something like
Oh,
that.
nice. Very nice. Rob Hadaway, is it fair to say that except for their crappy sports teams, that Arkansas should pretty much never lose to Mississippi schools in anything? Yes, other than their sports teams, they should never
They
lose.
should. They shouldn't. Other than the sport, I don't understand the Arkansas "I'm better than you" think. I don't
You are
understand it.
throwing some numbers out this weekend about the
They are
difference.
like 60. I think it was 67-100 as a program since 2012.
Yeah.
I don't get it. They have been arguably the worst program in the SEC over the last 13 years. Vanderbilt has been worse. But that's now shifting.
Yeah.
So I don't understand that. I really don't. The idea that you're better than State and Ole Miss makes no sense to me. The high school football talent is not better than
It
Mississippi.
definitely isn't.
And obviously they're struggling to make NIL right now. Ole Miss doesn't have that problem for sure. Mississippi State has shown they don't really have that problem.
Yeah.
So I don't get it. I mean,
So you've mentioned the high school thing. I think it was 2 years ago when San Francisco McGee committed to State. I said, you know, good commitment for State. Something on Twitter, right? And some Arkansas fan was like, boy, it says a lot about Mississippi when a three-star recruit is a good commitment. And I went and I looked and I said it to him. I was like, San Francisco McGee is the number 29 player in this state this year. He would be 10th in Arkansas.
yeah,
Like,
it's not a great
not a
state
great
for
high
high
school
school
team.
football.
Rob Hadaway, does Brennan Thompson lead the nation in passes caught while sliding across the field on his ease? He's got to be near the top.
He's up there.
No question. Rob, trying to be funny. What do you think the odds are of Mississippi State getting bowl eligible?
Decent.
Yeah, they're I think they'll win one more for
They
sure.
need one win. They need to. I mean, they could luck into one more win, and it's a bowl team. And nobody, except for the like really, really big sunshine bumpers, expected this team to be bowl eligible.
Right.
It didn't. If you go back to our media poll, I believe everyone had them a losing record. Am I wrong on that?
We had some six and sixes in there, I believe. I have to go back and look, though.
I mean, Brandon Walker,
Brandon would have been in there, yeah, for sure.
despite leaving several questions blank, he
Right.
did have them at 6-6.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're talking about a team that preseason Vegas had over under 3.5, and you're doubling your win total essentially. That's a good job by Jeff Lebby. They just need to get one more.
Yeah.
They've already hit my prediction that I predicted 5 wins, so they're already here.
Yeah,
So
they got
anything else is gravy for me.
exactly. John Moraga, what are your top five in order 90s sports themed kids movies? It's gonna have to be you because I was not a kid in the 90s.
Ooh, what a great
So
time to
he
be
gave a
a kid.
list. The Sandlot, Little Giants, The Mighty Ducks, D2, The Mighty Ducks, Rookie of the Year, Angels in the Outfield, Space Jam, The Big Green, Air Bud, and Brink.
Man, this is my childhood, man.
Do you
The
know?
90s was
You know
such a
what
great
Brink
time to be a
is?
kid. What?
Do you know what Brink is?
Yes.
Okay. I did not
It
know
was
what
a
that was.
I believe it was a Disney Channel original.
It is. and it was about a rollerblading.
Rollerblading, yeah. But this is, to me, they're a clear
top five.
There's clear movies like at the top of the list, and then there's some that you put in. Space Jam and Sandlot,
right?
Sandlot and Space Jam are
okay.
Cemented.
Okay.
And the Sandlot might be number one.
Okay.
After that, it gets a little. You can make, you know, a case for a lot of these. Mighty Ducks, I'm going to put on there. Little Giants, I'm going to put on there. And I'm going to say Angels in the Outfield. I love that movie. Danny Glover.
Yeah.
But, I mean, D2 was awesome. Rookie of the Year. I love The Big Green. That was a soccer movie.
Yeah.
Air Bud was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's gonna be my grouping. I'm gonna say Sandlot, Space Jam, Mighty Ducks. What else did I have?
Angels in the Outfield.
Angels in the Outfield and Little Giants.
Okay. Working for
I might move Little Giants to four and Angels in the Outfield to five.
That'll work. Working for the weekend. What is y'all's takes on the penalty Saturday? Is there any substance to the Arkansas side of things? That the refs got more flag happy after Petrino's personal foul. Watch the game. Just watch the film. Those are legit calls. I love bashing refs. I got no qualm with anything they called.
They've come up with, the Arkansas fans came up with like this idea that the same penalties were occurring for Mississippi State and they weren't called. One of the penalties that they used as an example was Taylen Green getting picked up and slammed to the ground by Isaac Smith on his touchdown pass, a play that was a run-pass option where Isaac Smith had him in the air. It was basically a spear, perfect form tackle. He's in the air with the ball still in his hands. That is not roughing the passer. The ball is still in his hands. He finished the tackle where Taylen Green was falling backwards. That's a clean play. Nothing wrong with that. The Blake Chapin hit was a personal foul. That is what they call roughing the passer now. You know, back in the day, maybe not. The other roughing the passer was after the pass. Another clear roughing the passer penalty. They hit a guy late, clearly out of bounds, like 5 yards out of bounds, was continuing to tackle Devon Booth, whoever it was. And then Bobby Petrino is just sitting there dog cussing the referee on the sideline for 5 minutes. And the guy kept telling him, please stop, please stop. And finally threw the flag. I don't know what these people
want
to see here. These are all penalties.
Yeah.
Every one of them were penalties. There can be like a holding penalty that we go back and talk about. But all these personal fouls and roughing the passers, those were all penalties. And the Nevaeh Sanders hit on Taylen Green by rule was clean.
Yes.
That was not a.
But
that was
a
not
hard a, hit, but this is football.
His arm was around his like shoulder neck. That's not a penalty.
Not a penalty.
He didn't touch the face mask. He didn't grab him and pull him down by the horse collar. It's not a penalty. So they're choosing to blame the referees, and it kind of starts with Petrino, how he was acting. It fueled the fan base. They're blaming the referees for their inability to coach these players up.
Yeah.
Their team's really bad. They're not well coached, especially on defense. And that's why these penalties are happening. It's not the referee's fault. It's the fact that your team stinks and the coaching staff's not doing a good job.
Right. Working for the weekend, a little more lighthearted here. What are your top three favorite theme park rides? I am not a theme park guy, as you know.
Yes.
My favorite theme park ride at Disney, do you want to know what it is? It's the People Mover. Just sit down.
Oh, yeah, I do enjoy that, though.
Nice, easy. There's nothing to it. It's a great little sit down. That's. I did enjoy the Frozen ride. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, mine is Rock and Roller Coaster, which is,
I think,
getting shut down.
Yeah.
I hate that. Rock and Roller Coaster at Hollywood, or is it Hollywood Studios? Is that what it's called now? Okay. Yeah. At Universal. Oh, what I want to go to. The Velocicoaster at Universal is fantastic, but they also have a really cool Hagrid ride where you're basically like on a motorcycle. That thing's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think what else. The ride at the Avatar ride at Animal Kingdom is awesome. And the and Everest, Mount Everest is really
That's one of
cool.
Jennifer's favorites. Yeah, that's
Yeah,
awesome.
that one's awesome.
Don't you? Let me ask you this. I
I
know
love Haunted Mansion just for the nostalgia of it at Magic
the one
Kingdom.
time we rode that, my kids freaked out. So I don't like that one.
It's a people mover.
No, I enjoyed it. It was fine. They the dark and the ghosts they didn't like. They were real young when we went. So
Yeah.
the one thing I don't you think they should keep the rock and roller coaster? But maybe this is blasphemy. Change the band.
To somebody else.
Like
Yeah.
somebody a little more
Well,
modern. I don't know who you would pick, but
wasn't that the thing? It was like an Aerosmith thing, like they didn't want it, or
oh, I don't know. I don't know the
I
answer.
can't remember.
Okay.
But yeah, the coaster should remain the same and you just change the theme.
Yeah.
Which I still don't understand the Splash Mountain thing, like why they had to change all that like
Yeah.
that, like I whatever. But it's they changed it to the Princess and the Frog and you kept the same ride.
Yeah.
I would continue to have Rock and Roller Coaster be whatever
Yeah.
you want it to be, but I mean that whole concept was awesome. You're in a limousine, it goes 0 to 60 in like 2 seconds or whatever, shoots you into the dark where you're basically on a highway. That was a really cool
Yeah.
ride.
All right. This next question, Robbie, they didn't tag you. And I'm excited for you to hear this question, because
Okay.
I feel like your answer is going to be great. JW asks, if the Bulldogs manage to win out and finish 8-4, how concerned should we be about another school hiring Lebby?
Or there's a certain segment of this fan base that is just absolutely scared to death at all times or miserable. And I don't like it's crazy. Anytime somebody on the team has any kind of success, they're concerned about the guy transferring. Anytime a coach has success, somebody's going to come get them. And then the first sign of distress, the player sucks, the coach sucks, fire everybody. Like I don't how do you live like that? I don't understand how people live like that. But there's a lot of people in this fan base like that.
What is the one that bothers you more? If we keep winning, will somebody take Lebby? Or if he keeps playing good, somebody will take Camario? Which one bothers you more?
I think it's the Camario one. Because every time someone has any kind of success, I mean, like the coaching part of it, some people kind of dismiss the fact that somebody's gonna come get their coach. But every time somebody has success from a player perspective, I was tweeting out stats about Anthony Evans yesterday. There's three or four people that were like, "What, do you think he'll stay?" I was like, guys, like I don't know if he's gonna stay or not, but there's been nothing that suggests that he's gonna leave, and there's no reason to worry about that right now. But people have been like that with Josh Hubbard since the first three he made.
Yeah.
Every single time Josh Hubbard has a big game, well, it's a shame somebody's gonna come get him. I mean,
But
he did, and
my
people
foot.
actually like they're state fans that actually try to will players into the portal.
I
They
want
say that
$100.
they should transfer.
I want $100 off somebody this year because I told him Hubbard wasn't going anywhere, and he's like, "I'll pay you when it's obvious he's not going." When he went to Media Days, he sent me a Venmo and just said, "You know what this is," and I was like, "Hey,
I just don't get it, man. Like I
I'm
like
telling
it's
you."
just it's a. I'm not. I don't want to pick on this guy because he is not alone. But
Well,
it's a loser mentality to every single time somebody does something good at your school, you're frightened that they're going to leave.
the one
And
that
I
always
realize
gets
that's the day and time we live in. But like, have a little more pride
Ole Miss
about
fans don't
yourself.
do that.
No, they don't. They don't think anybody's
They think
leaving.
they're going to get everybody.
Yeah.
So,
So.
the one that stands out for me always, and look, this guy ended up transferring, but he's not doing anything at his next spot. It's not a, but the 2023, the first game when Creed Whittemore had the couple touchdowns,
Oh
it was
gosh.
immediately in my mentions like, you think he'll stay? And I'm like, I'm not doing this. I'm not going to do this with you. I'm not.
I'm hoping that we can get the word out
Yeah.
for people to calm down a little bit and just take a step back. When somebody
Yeah.
has success, enjoy
Relax.
it.
Relax.
Enjoy your team. What do you get from cheering for a team where every time something good happens, you just immediately jump to whether or not those players are going to stay. You have to approach this entire process as it is all transactional. These players come in, they leave. These coaches come in, they leave. Now it's more important, I think, to have a really good coach in place that knows what they're doing. But if a player comes in and he leaves, there were people that are saying that how is State going to be able to replace Kevin Coleman and Mario Craver?
And they did it.
Just have fun. When things are happening, that's good, have fun.
Alexandra Watson asks us, what are the chances that State can go 4-4-4? Four wins, four losses, four wins. They're not great. I don't think State's going to win out, but
But
that would
that
be
would be
funny.
pretty
It'd
crazy.
be pretty funny if it did that way. Yeah. Also from Alex, how many people have wrecked due to sneezing? Because I'm pretty sure that's going to happen to me. You're looking at one.
Did you really?
I was pulling into a parking spot and I sneezed and I hit the gas and
No
hit
way.
a column. I did. Happened to me.
That's funny.
Totaled a car. I went
You
zero.
totaled it?
Oh yeah.
Oh my God. Every wreck that your family has, it's done.
This was like 2007 or something like that. I don't know. But I hit the column. I was at Papa John's. So you know that parking lot, they got those big granite or concrete columns. I punctured the transmission.
Good Lord.
When I'm telling you I hit the gas, I hit the gas. I must have been going 70. I went in this amount of space, I could have won an F1 race. I mean, I hit the gas. And yeah, they showed up, they're like, yeah, that's probably gonna get, because they said they were like, you see that blue fluid leaking out? That's transmission fluid. That's not good.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
All because you sneezed.
I
You had a little bit
sneezed.
of. That's why you got to clean up your areas. There's stuff in the studio that hadn't been dusted.
I
You
made
got to
me
clean up the
break
dust
all
off your
this stuff.
car.
Okay. Where are we here? Jude Landry. Jude Landry used to be a big time ABC guy. Welcome back. Would you rather?
Yeah, I have not seen Jude. I remember hearing Jude's questions. I have not seen him forever. He's back.
I'm glad you're back, Jude. Welcome back. Would you rather earn minimum wage for a year, but Mississippi State wins the national title in football, but you earn $5 million in 1 year, but State goes 0-12? Shout out to his son Simon, who loves the Cruton song. Hey, Simon. I hate to make anybody feel bad, but I'm taking the 5 mil. I can live with
It's
0-12.
just 1 year. It's
Yeah,
just 1 year for a
I get
12.
$5 million. State goes 0-12. It's just not that big a deal. It just isn't.
No.
Not for 5 million. So no.
Set your family up for life.
Exactly. Jeb Millinder asked, can two brothers or the older brother cook y'all some tri-tip for the game Saturday so we can have another fourth quarter comeback? I think that's a great idea.
I would bravely take that on.
Barton, if you're listening, if you we'll get you to the press box, bring us a tri-tip. Robbie and I will eat it during the game and State can win.
And
Simple.
it's a sacrifice that we're willing to take.
Yeah, we're willing to make it. Cameron McGee, have we already seen the end of the State script helmet? No way they can even bring it back this season. I wouldn't be surprised if they bring it back one more time. We'll probably see it. One of these, not the Egg Bowl. The Egg Bowl, I think, will certainly be interlocking, but if it's script one of these next two games, I'm not going to be shocked.
My gosh, dude, it just looks so good that
Oh.
the interlocking. We went on that campaign about the script, and I think that we were correct in that. Like, the script needed to move in as the athletic logo,
Right.
but there's really no comparison. Like the interlocking just looks sharp. Like you look like a football team out there, and State just looks different.
Yeah.
It's got to be the logo.
Dalton Lee, this year we only
Uh-oh.
had two. I know, right? We only had two trick-or-treaters. Lowest we've had in this neighborhood in four years. Is trick-or-treating dying due to trunk-or-treat? I would say no. Like in my neighborhood, there were plenty of trick-or-treaters.
Was there? I've heard several people saying this was like the worst year ever. Like,
Aislinn told me there were plenty of kids because she handled it up. Because Jennifer and I were at the Starkville game.
yeah.
So Aislinn handled all of our trick-or-treaters. And she said, yeah, she gave away a ton of candy. So,
Well, I'll say this: I love living in the country
yeah, because
because
you
I don't
don't
have
have
to
to
deal with
walk.
any of that.
Well, I think it's because the trick-or-treaters like, hey, if you go to this house, that guy's going to tell you some story that seems completely improbable. But apparently it's true. And I just don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear about how great his life is today. So don't go to Dalton Lee's house. That's what happened.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah. Cameron Worm.
Big Worm.
With the coaching volatility in the SEC, is 2026 the up year in the cycle? It can be. You got four winnable non-conference games. You do have to go to Minnesota. And I'm sorry, three winnable non-conference games. You have to go to Minnesota. And in the conference, yeah, this is a chance for you to be on the at least be in the discussion for the playoff, I think.
Yeah, I mean, this is a tremendous opportunity for State. Like, you can kind of see it unfolding. That's why the offseason's so big. I know I talked about, like, don't worry about the players. I don't really mean that in this sense, but they need to retain the roster just for the continuity and those players getting better and their key players.
Right.
You don't want to have to go out in the transfer portal and have to go find another one that you hope is as good or better when you already have that guy on campus. So for next year especially, I think that's huge for State to lock down Kelly Jones, Anthony Evans, Fluff Bothwell, Kamario Taylor, some of the offensive linemen.
Yeah, some of the – I was about to say, Javen James, Jimothy Lewis. I mean, maybe they're not playing great right now, but
– They'll get better.
You want to get them another year. What is your least favorite symptom of being sick?
I think it's going to be like – let's say like – I'm going to say like a cold. So my least favorite symptom of that is like stuffy nose.
Okay.
Stuffy nose slash runny nose slash sinus pressure. That's the worst because it lasts several days too.
It does. You know me. You know what happens when I get sick.
Coughing.
I get that. I mean, it's not just a cough. Like, it's a full body thing. It hurts. I can't, and with my job, it's very difficult to do. That's why, I mean, even when I'm not sick, I keep the bag here at all times. So that's my mind. I can live with the stuffiness. I can live with the congestion. The cough is what kills me, man.
On signing day 1 year, you took off. It was 2023 signing day.
Yeah.
You took off, and I filled in for you. And it wasn't like a last-minute thing. Like, I knew I was going to do it. And, like, the day before – I got a sinus infection, and I had the sinus infection. I woke up the next morning for signing day, and I was just dead.
Yeah,
and I had to get up there and somehow do the live show, the Super Talk, Sports Talk, and then do Thunder and Lightning.
Yeah,
it was rough.
It's tough.
It was really rough.
I'll tell you something else about my cough, and I'm not. I can't be 100% sure on this, but I'm 99% sure. So. About 4 or 5 years ago, right before I started losing weight, I started having like chest pain, like right here, right? And I'm like, oh God, here we go, you know?
Heart.
So I get a reference, I go to a cardiologist. So they order a bunch of tests. And of course, the first thing he tells me is like, you need to lose weight and get your blood pressure under control, which I've done. So he orders like, I have a heart cath. They do that, right? And they look in there and they're like, well, we couldn't find anything. I lose enough weight that I notice I've got a lump in there. Like a, I could feel something in my chest. I had to go to a breast cancer doctor and they did an MRI or whatever. And they were like, you've got something in there. They removed it. And apparently I had fallen down. I'd slipped in my driveway. And in doing so, I'd injured something, and it just built up like a cyst in my body. They took it out, and I asked them, I was like, is this what's causing the pain? No, it's not. So then they did a cardiac MRI on me. That is an awful experience. That is you 45 minutes to an hour in the MRI tube. Like, you're in there a long time. And
claustrophobic.
Yeah, so like I had to put a rag over my face because just seeing that thing like right here was messing with me. So, and like normally like to do that, you can listen to music and stuff. I couldn't because there were times I had to hold my breath and they had to be able to tell me.
Yeah.
So I couldn't do that even. They ran, I mean, 2.5, 3 years worth of tests. Finally, the guy, the doctor, who I've lost all this weight, and he's like, man, I'm really proud of you, diagnosed me with something called chronic pleurisy. Pleurisy is like you strain the cartilage between your ribs. I think I did it because I have had these coughing spells so often that it's done that to me. It still hurts. I'm in a small amount of pain every day. I am almost positive it's because of the coughing. Because what else
That's
could be?
wild.
I don't work out to the point where it should have happened. So there
You
you
didn't do
go.
anything to damage your ribs.
No, I haven't been in a fight or anything, so I don't know. All right, that was a fun story to tell, I guess. Maven
Yeah.
Cafe, they got the Texas overtime call right, but how big was that review for the playoff implications? If they don't review it and Texas loses that game, they're out of the playoffs. So that's why they reviewed it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Simple
I
as that.
mean, I don't know if I it feels like they probably
They
still would have
probably would have
scored,
won,
but
but I don't know.
still seems big.
Rank John Cohen's football hires. This is going to be controversial. Leach is one, no question. Moorhead's two, and Freeze is three.
Oof.
Moorhead
What
won eight games and went to a
bad
bowl.
list, man.
That's an awful list, but
I mean,
that's.
like in, Leach was really solid here,
Yeah.
but there's no question that the way that they were recruiting really set
It wasn't going to
Mississippi State
last.
back.
Yeah.
But he's definitely the best that Cohen's hired, which Cohen's hires are not great in
And yet,
most
about to get
sports. I mean,
another one.
James Armstrong's probably his best hire, soccer.
I mean, he hired Jans, but did he? I've always heard that, like,
Not really, because the list that was going around that was connected to him was Richard Pitino and all these people. Paul and I got a lot of sourcing from people
outside.
behind the scenes. The two names that we heard that they've told us it will not get past these two was Matt McMahon and Chris Jans. And that's what they told us before this even happened. And the same people that told us Ben Howland's going to be the next head coach the day that Rick Wray was fired. Each of those two hires, we were told this is what's going to happen by people that are heavily involved in Mississippi State behind the scenes. And then from the Cohen side, we're hearing, oh, he's looking at Richard Pitino, he's looking at Bucky. These guys, like those guys, were never really, in my opinion, going to be the coach of Mississippi State. So I don't think that I think that Cohen was very involved in the process, but I don't think it was solely his idea to go hire Chris Jans.
Do NFL or college football jets, charter jets, have flight attendants? I'm sure they have somebody on there that can get you a drink or something.
Yeah, I've wondered that too. I think they do.
They got somebody who works for the company that is chartering the plane. And if it's a private plane like the university owns, they're going to have somebody who comes on and it's like, hey, we need to, pass out a waters if or something like that. Yeah, gotta
You
have.
would think,
So
but I don't know.
I should ask. We could ask like Jake Mangum. He would know.
Well, there's is it just pro sports they're talking
I
about?
imagine even in college, like if you
We
want
could ask
to,
Brandon Langlois or
yeah,
somebody about
guess you
that.
could, yeah. Steve Mormon, now that the coaching carousel is in high gear, answer this. If Lane Kiffin leaves for another school, would Ole Miss hire back Hugh Freeze? No, they absolutely would not. They could not do that.
Well, and their fans now hate Hugh Freeze. They were going to the depths of hell with Hugh Freeze a few years ago, defending him to the death. But now they've kind of seen the light. And I don't think they would ever consider bringing him back. And I think he's damaged goods at this point anyway. Hasn't really changed his offense up. He's really stubborn. I think he's one of the more overrated offensive coaches.
I agree. Brian, if Mid-South Wrestling wanted to come back, who would take Boyd Pierce's place? Hopefully me. I would love to be the in-ring guy, the announcer.
Would you wear
Because
the same loud
I
jackets?
would absolutely. Yes. Yes, you don't even have to ask. Yes. So, oh gosh, I messed up there. Hold on. All right. Alan Kimbrough, over under on 12 head coaching vacancies, firings in the Power Four by the end of the regular season. And we got four. How many do we have? So we have four in the SEC already, right? And then Penn State has already happened. UCLA has already happened. Oklahoma State has already happened. So we just need to get five more. That's
And
easy.
that will happen because somebody will be hired from one of those schools.
Exactly.
Yeah,
So,
I
like,
think it's
I think.
definitely gonna be over.
We'll probably have two more in the SEC before the end of the season. I could see Kentucky making a move. I could see South Carolina maybe
Yeah,
doing it. So,
yeah.
all right. The big dog. What would this pro? Well, we just kind of answered that. What would this program look like if Mike Leach was still coaching?
I think they would start taking a step back a little bit, but I think he would be a good enough coach that would be kind of consistent within the system.
Yeah,
But
he'd
he
be
just would not have the
between 6 and 8.
players.
I don't think he'd be a playoff contender.
No, he just wouldn't have the players. He never really
He would have needed
adjusted to the recruiting side of that.
to overhaul the way he did recruiting, and I don't know if he would have done that or not. Should State wear black versus Georgia, but put the white interlocking logo on the helmet? No.
No, I think that should be maroon, interlocking, maroon jersey, white pants.
Perfect.
A literally perfect uniform that they desperately need to wear against Ole Miss.
Yes. Last one. We're going from again from Mangum Cafe. Walk us through your reaction from the snap on the fourth down conversion to Thompson. You and I are both thinking the same thing because we're watching it. Like Thompson doesn't turn around to see the ball until it's almost on him. That's an incredible play by Brennan Thompson. So as Chapin throws the ball, I'm just thinking, no way. This is
Incomplete.
he's not even going to see the ball. It's just going to fall incomplete. And Thompson made an unbelievable that play. Everybody's focused on Anthony Evans, and they should. Great play, breaking tackles, wanted it more. Thompson's play is what sets all of this up. That's one of the most that we may look back in a few years at Jeff Lebby's tenure and go, that play was the difference.
Yeah. He's just such a revelation, man. I thought that he would be electric in this offense, but he's been such a well-rounded receiver. And he's been a great blocker. I mean, what a pickup, which that's just Jeff Lebby seeing him every day in practice
Yeah,
and
he knew what
knowing
he
him.
was
But
getting. Yeah.
great evaluation, great projection by Bumpus and Lebby just to make sure that they get a guy that you're basically telling him many times, just go, and he's open
Yeah.
a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not many guys in college football that can just sprint, and there's nobody there that can stop them.
He is a guy that if you can protect Chapin, he will be open on the deep route every time.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy.
Right. All right, tomorrow's some hoops. We got to do a hoops preview. We'll do that tomorrow, plus future Brian. We'll talk about the first game. So it could be a really interesting podcast. Plus, we'll do some more Mississippi State, Georgia stuff. As I mentioned, my interview with Buck Ballew on tomorrow's pod. Talk to you guys then. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.